Welcome to Discovering the Jewish Jesus. I'm Dustin Roberts, and for the next half hour, I'll also be your host as Rabbi Schneider dives into today's study on authority and self-deliverance. The enemy and his demons, they primarily operate by whispering evil and dysfunctional thoughts into our minds, which this is why Scripture tells us to take every thought captive. But what does that actually look like practically? Well, today Rabbi Schneider is going to answer that question. It's an important message on spiritual warfare, and if you've missed any of the other messages in this series, you can catch up online at discoveringthejewishjesus.com. Now here's Rabbi and his message, If the Son Makes You Free.
God bless you, beloved ones. I'm in a series that I'm calling Self-Deliverance. This has been a longer series than usual. We're on part number 7 today. And I'm teaching you the keys to gaining victory in your life over spiritual darkness. You know, David is very important, not only in the Old Testament, but also in the New Testament. In fact, Jesus said in the book of Revelation that he was the offspring of David and that he's the root of David. Even at the end of the book of Revelation, Jesus said, I am the offspring and the root of David. Why did Jesus compare himself with David more so than anybody else in the entire Old Testament? Why does Jesus use David as a foreshadow of himself? Well, we know that the Bible says that David was a man after God's own heart. But there's something else about David that I want you to know. David was not only a singer and a musician and the king of Israel, but he was also a warrior. And if Jesus is the offspring of David, that must mean that Jesus is also a warrior. You see, sometimes, beloved ones, when we think of King Jesus, we think of the one as the babe in the manger. We think of the picture of Leonardo da Vinci at the Last Supper, you know, Jesus with all the people around him at the Last Supper. You probably noticed that all those people have blonde hair and blue eyes. It looks like they were Swedes rather than Jews, right? But that's the image that some people have of Jesus. Some people, when they think of Jesus, they just see him on the cross. And all these examples may have meaning for many of us, you know, especially, obviously, Jesus on the cross. That has meaning for me all completely, 100%. But, you know, sometimes we don't realize that Jesus is also a warrior. The Bible says he's coming back in the book of Revelation with the armies of heaven. And I want you to begin to think of yourself as a warrior, just like Jesus, because unless you learn how to fight, beloved, you're not going to achieve in your life the spiritual victory that Jesus wants you walking in. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to give you some examples in the life of David, who's a foreshadow of Jesus, how David was a man that God trained to do battle. And the reason that I'm sharing this with you, beloved one, is to get your heart in a posture where you can realize that God wants you to get trained for battle. Hear the word of God. The Bible says concerning David that God trained his hands for battle and his fingers, hallelujah, for war. And so we read in 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 35, David said, he trains my hands for battle so that my arms can bend a bow of bronze. And listen to Psalm number 144, 1. Blessed be the Lord, my rock, David said, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle. David was a man after God's own heart, and he was also, beloved, a man that was trained for battle. And David praised Father God for this, because David knew that in order to survive and thrive, he had to know how to defend himself. And do you know that Jesus taught the same thing? Jesus said in the book of Matthew, chapter 11, verse 12, that violent men, get this now, take the kingdom of God or the kingdom of heaven by force. Here's what Jesus said. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence and violent men take it by force. There's actually two different dynamics going on here. The first dynamic is said, From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence. That's the first dynamic. Jesus is referring there to people like Herod that was assaulting the kingdom of God, who had John the Baptist executed. But then the second example that Jesus is using here is an example of holy violence or spiritual violence. Jesus said, violent men, Jesus said, take the kingdom of heaven or the kingdom of God by force. What did Jesus mean by that? Is he talking about violence in the way that we oftentimes think of violence? No, it's nothing like that. Jesus is talking about a holy resolve to drive out the devil and to not compromise with him or with God. We see this illustrated, for example, in the Hebrew Bible, in the book of Numbers, chapter number 33, verses number 51 through 53. This is an example of the spiritual violence that Jesus is saying that we need to have in our lives to fully take hold of the kingdom. We can't always be Mr. Nice Guy. Jesus wasn't a Mr. Nice Guy all the time. He was a confrontational revolutionary. When Peter said, Lord, you'll never go to the cross. No, never. Jesus said, get behind me, Satan. Jesus drove the money changers out of the temple with the whip. Listen, Jesus is multidimensional, and sometimes we miss some of the dimensions. But in order to walk in his fullness, we need to be aware of the fullness of who Jesus is. Listen to this violent nature that is described of who God is in the Hebrew Bible. Remember, Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. He said, I and the Father are one. So listen to what the Father told the children of Israel in Numbers chapter 33, beginning in verse 51. The Lord said, speak to the sons of Israel and say to them, when you cross over the Jordan into the land of Canaan, then you shall drive out all the inhabitants of the land before you. Get this now. And destroy all their figured stones, and destroy all their molten images, and demolish all their high places. And you shall take possession of the land and live in it, for I have given the land to you to possess it. So the Lord was telling them to go in there and destroy everything that was in the way. Listen to this as it continues in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter number 9, verse 3. I want you to know, the Bible tells us that the Old Testament was written for our instruction. So don't discount this. Don't say, oh, I'm not going to receive this because I don't believe in a God like that. Either the Word of God is the Word of God or it's not the Word of God. You see, the thing that defines us as Christians is we believe the Word of God. We believe that Jesus and the Father are who the Scriptures say that they are. So let's not deceive ourselves into thinking that we can take just portions of the Word of God that we like and then dismiss the rest of it and think that we're Christians, because Jesus taught that the Old Testament was His Father's revelation. So listen what we read of the Father's revelation as we continue on this theme of the necessity of having spiritual violence to take a hold of the kingdom. I'm reading now from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 9, verse 3. Hear the word of God. Know therefore today that the Lord your God, who is crossing over before you as a consuming fire, he will destroy them, and he will subdue them before you, so that it may drive out and destroy them quickly. The Lord your God has spoken to you. And other places in the Scripture, beloved ones, when we read about this same thing, the Lord told them to wipe out every man, woman, and child that was living in the land. And the Lord said, if you don't do this, they're going to continue to be pricks in your eyes. I know it sounds hard, beloved, but that's the point. The point is, there are times that we can't show mercy. We can't show mercy to the devil, because the devil doesn't understand mercy. He doesn't understand compassion. The devil only understands two things: authority and power. You see, we read in the book of Acts that there was a group of Jewish exorcists that didn't have a relationship with Jesus, and they saw some of Jesus' disciples exorcising demons. And so these Jewish exorcists said, we're going to try to do that. And so they went and tried to exorcise some demons in Jesus' name. But the demons said, we know this one, and we know this one that have a relationship with Jesus, but you we don't know. Because they didn't have power, the Bible says in the book of Acts, those demons turned on them and tore their clothes off them. And so we need authority, and we have that authority in Jesus' name, but we also need to back up the authority with power. You see, when Jesus' disciples couldn't cast a demon out of somebody. The boy's father brought the boy to Jesus and said, I tried to have your disciples cast out the spirit, but they couldn't do it. Jesus said to the disciples, you couldn't do it because this kind doesn't come out except by fasting and prayer. You see, they needed power behind the authority. And I'm here to say to you, as we've come now to the end of this series, that the way that we drive demons from our lives, beloved one, is by exercising authority and power. We have authority in Jesus' name. Jesus said, all authority in heaven and earth has been given unto me. And he gave us as his church, beloved ones, the authority to use his name. But not only do we exercise authority in the name of Jesus, but we back up the authority that we use in Jesus' name with faith and with power.
You're listening to Discovering the Jewish Jesus with Rabbi Schneider. And as Christians, discerning God's voice amongst life's conflicting voices is challenging. And that's why Rabbi Schneider has created a free, powerful new talk, A Guide to Hearing God's Voice. He'll equip you with tools so you can clearly know when God is speaking. Go to myfreegift.com/hearing and get your free copy today. Thank you for remembering that Discovering the Jewish Jesus is a listener-supported ministry. Rabbi Schneider's teachings are made possible through the generous gifts from people like you who understand the importance of sharing the good news of Jesus' return. Because of you, we are changing lives all over the world. Give online by visiting discoveringthejewishjesus.com or call 800-777-7835. That's 800-777-7835. And now let's get back to Rabbi's message.
Paul is praying. He says, I pray that the eyes of your heart might be enlightened so that you might know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the surpassing greatness, hear it now, of his power toward you who believe. And then he continues on by talking about his authority. These are in accordance with the working of the strength of his might, which he brought about in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above, get it now, all rule and authority and dominion and power. And Jesus has been given to the church as the church's head. So that means the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is at work and operating in your life. And the same authority that is on Jesus, the name that is above every name right now, is upon your life, and Jesus has given you the power of attorney to use his name. And so when you and I depend on Jesus and depend on his authority and develop our relationship with God so that we increase in power, remember Jesus said this kind comes out by fasting and prayer. That's a development of power. Power is developed through prayer. Powers develop through fasting. Powers develop when we depend on God. Through times of weakness, weak men are made strong. Power is developed as we become obedient. As we begin to move in the authority and the power of Jesus, we then begin to exercise that authority and power in our lives. And what happens is demonic forces begin to dissipate. They begin to clear away. And it doesn't happen all at once, generally speaking. It happens little by little. Listen to the book of Exodus 23, verse 30. Remember, Paul told us in 1 Corinthians 10:11, now these things happened to them as an example, and they were written for our instruction upon whom the end of the ages have come. In other words, the things that are written about in the Hebrew Bible, not only are they true and accurate historically, but they're also shadows and types of what we're going through today, and their spiritual enlightenment that comes to us from understanding. Paul said they're written not only to keep track of what God did for the Jewish people and for their benefit, but for the church. And so listen what Paul told us is important for us as we read from the book of Exodus 23:30. The Lord said here, I will drive them out. Speaking of the enemy, which was a figure of demonic power. The Amorites, the Hittites, the Jebusites, Goliath. These are all symbolic figures. They're real and historical, but they're also shadows, beloved, of the demons that we must displace. God said, drive them out. Have no mercy on them. If you do have mercy, they're going to continue to be a prick in your eyes. You got to drive them out completely, just like Jesus did the money changers from the temple. And listen what the Lord said in Exodus 23:30. And as you do this, I'm going to cooperate with you, and I will drive them out before you little by little until you become fruitful and take possession of the land. And so the point is that this victory that we're ascending into out of the darkness and into the light, beloved, it happens as a process. Now, I'm going to share with you something that is very important and very critical right now, and I really want you to hear this. As I indicated in some of my previous broadcasts, demons primarily operate through our thoughts. Paul said, take every thought captive. They're in the air. Our fight is against principalities and forces of darkness that are in the air. So demons primarily operate through our thought life. And so we need to begin to recognize that when a thought of worry comes, a thought of fear comes, a thought of lust comes, a thought of hatred comes, a thought of accusation comes, we need to instantly respond to that thought. We don't want to be passive. We don't want to let the thing land in our head and stay there. But we want to react to it. We want to get activated. When a thought comes into our mind that we realize is ungodly, we want to react. Paul said, take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. I'm going to tell you a secret now, and something that has worked for me and many, many, many other people. Here's what you do. When you recognize that a thought has come into your head that you know is not from God, you say this out loud or in your heart, but say it. Say, I reject you, Satan. Get out of my head. You see, the Bible says in Matthew chapter 8 that Jesus drove out the spirits with a word. Jesus said, say to that fig tree, say to that mountain. Jesus said, if you believe and speak, nothing will be impossible for you. That's how we were saved. We believed and we spoke and confessed that Jesus is Lord. See, there's something supernatural that is released into our lives and into the atmosphere when we believe and when we speak. Jesus said, if you believe in your heart and do not doubt and say to that mountain, be moved and cast into the sea, it will obey and nothing will be impossible for you. We need to speak. God created you by his spoken word. Jesus cast out the demons by his spoken word, and the same is true for you and I. When a thought enters your head that you know is not from the Lord, hatred, fear, worry, again, all the things, accusation, whatever you know is not coming from the Lord, you speak to it immediately. Say, I reject you, Satan. Get out of my head. You keep doing it. You keep doing it. You get activated. You deliver yourself by the Spirit of God out of passivity. You stand up. You begin to fight. And you keep pressing on. You keep pressing on. Because this is not something you try to see if it works. I'm here to tell you it works. You just have to work it and it will work. Speak to the thoughts. Don't own them. Recognize that many of them are not coming from you. And speak at those thoughts. Jesus spoke at the demons. He commanded the demons to leave. And when he commanded them to leave by his word, they left. I want you to begin, beloved, to deliver yourself by speaking to those things in your life that are not from God. I want you to know how much this has helped me and so many other people. You can deliver yourself by the Spirit of God by applying the principles that I'm teaching you in today's broadcast. Jesus said, if the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. But Jesus doesn't do this without our cooperation. He does it with our cooperation. Paul says we're co-laborers with Christ. I want to encourage you, beloved, stand up in Jesus' name. Begin to fight. Put on the full armor of God. Don't let Satan have a heyday with you. Wake up. Deliver yourself out of passivity. Stand up to the devil. If there's something going on in your life that you believe is from the enemy, whether it's in your head or in your body, speak to it. Satan, I take authority over you and I break your power off my life. Get behind me, Satan. You're a liar. Satan, I reject you. Get out of my head. I break your curse off me in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the power of the blood of the Lamb. Satan, I crush you under my feet. You have no power in me. Hallelujah. Mighty is the matchless name of King Jesus, and he's given his name, beloved one, to you.
Amen. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. And you're listening to Discovering the Jewish Jesus and the straightforward and the uncompromising message from our Bible teacher, Rabbi Schneider. And if you've missed any portion of today's message titled, If the Son Makes You Free, you can listen to the complete message online. Just visit us at discoveringthejewishjesus.com. And our website, it also contains a variety of videos and resources. They're designed to help you see the Messiah in both Testaments, because connecting you with Jesus on the pages of the Hebrew Bible is what we love to do. And we couldn't do that or make these resources and daily programs available without the faithful and the consistent prayers and financial support from listeners just like you. Now here's Rabbi.
Beloved, I've got a lot of joy in my heart right now because of this revelation that I've been able to bring you through this series, because I know that receiving the truth that I've been proclaiming, it revolutionized my life. It gave me such a confidence in God, such a boldness to be a witness, and I'm convinced that those of you that receive the truth that I've been sharing in this series, the same thing will happen in some measure for you. I want to ask you, if you believe in me, if you believe that I'm an authentic preacher of the Word of God, I want to ask you to financially support me in this ministry. It cost us thousands and thousands of dollars, beloved, to broadcast and to reach the world with the gospel through Discovering the Jewish Jesus, and we can only do it when God's people like you respond. So if you're being helped by my messages, I want to ask you to sow your finances into this ministry. The Bible says that we should financially support those ministries that are feeding us. I want to thank you today for your love and for your prayers and for your financial support. Thank you. God bless you, and shalom.
If this ministry is feeding you and you want to give a gift of any amount today, just give us a call at 800-777-7835. You can also give online when you visit discoveringthejewishjesus.com. And your faithful support, it really makes a difference. The fact that we're broadcasting in almost every country around the world, that's proof. And when God's people come together as one, there's nothing that we can't do. And Rabbi's messages, they're heard in places like Ukraine, Kenya, Nigeria. In fact, through our international ministries, we're reaching key African leaders like the president and the people of Uganda, and so many others, with the threefold message of Jesus to preach the gospel, heal the sick, and to cast out demons. And as our way of expressing our heartfelt gratitude for your generous financial donation, we want to send you our latest newsletter. It's filled with special insights from Rabbi and his wife, Cynthia, along with the details about our local outreach opportunities. It's our prayer that you'll continue to be blessed by this ministry. And because of your faithful gifts, others around the world will also be blessed with the hope of King Jesus. And speaking of blessings, it's our tradition to close with the Aaronic blessing, and no message would be complete without those sacred and heartfelt words.
The Aaronic blessing in the book of Numbers, chapter 6, is not a blessing that comes from an impersonal being out there somewhere in the heavens. This special blessing comes from a person, Yahweh, God Almighty, our Creator and Maker. So receive God's blessing into your life right now.
Yavarechech Yahweh vayishmarecha. Ya'ir Yahweh panav elecha vihunecha. Yisa Yahweh P'nav Elecha ve'asem lecha. Shalom.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift you up with His countenance. And the Lord give you, beloved one, His peace. God bless you, and shalom.
Let our prayer team pray for you. Submit your prayer request or testimony at discoveringthejewishjesus.com. You can also connect with us on your social media outlets to stay up to date on the content you love Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and subscribe on YouTube.
Discovering the Jewish Jesus is a production of Shalom Ministries, and I'm Dustin Roberts. Join us again next week when Rabbi Schneider shares the secrets for achieving victory through self-deliverance. That's coming up Monday on Discovering the Jewish Jesus.